Moving on now, here's one for you, Danny.
Why do beach whales sometimes explode? And what are they doing on the beach in the first place?
Indeed.
Okay, the reason that they explode, and actually they don't explode as often as people think that they do. There's been some horrendously documented cases of it on YouTube, because it does happen, unfortunately, sometimes. Basically, the microbes in their bodies and their guts still are degrading them, and this is releasing gas, and they've got very thick skin, so that this gas isn't easily released from the body, so they will bloat up, and sometimes they can explode. Sometimes they explode because people are jumping on them. So never a wise thing to do, not a good idea. What are they doing on the beach in the first place? Whale strandings are quite a common phenomenon. I can never say that. Someone else say that word for me.
Phenomenon.
Thank you. And there's a lot of evidence to suggest different theories. So there are natural things that can lead to this. So disturbances in the weather. Sometimes smaller whales, like pilot whales, will be herded in by large predatory whales, like killer whales, and they'll end up being stranded on the beach. Unfortunately, there's quite a bit of recent evidence to suggest that it's anthropogenic noise. So that's noise made by people. The oceans are extremely noisy place anyway, but there's a lot of evidence that sonar from military operations is actually affecting the navigation systems, because the whales use echolocation, and there's correlations between them coming up from the deep too quickly and developing decompression sickness as well. You can get hemorrhaging from really loud noises. So some of the noises used by military and other sort of boats are extremely loud, hundreds of decibels, and they can actually get hemorrhaging in their ears, and they use their ears to echolocate. So this can put them off kilter and they'll become stranded. So there's quite a lot of evidence that human noise could be an issue as well, but there are natural reasons too.
Weren't you saying something, Duncan, about people actually dynamiting these whales? Not before they're dead, obviously, but when they're on the beach to get rid of them and clear up the mess.
Well, that is what I naively believed. So before you just gave that answer, I said, well, it's just an efficient way of disposing of a very large whale. Just kind of blow it up and then, you know, seabirds and so on will eat it.
Because that would make quite a stink.
I mean, I've never heard that, but I wouldn't be surprised.
That is just what I thought was true. I've got no evidence to base it on whatsoever. And I'm so glad that you've put me straight.
The humble microbe strikes again, I think.
I think actually, taking a historical perspective for a minute, Henry VIII wasn't quite whale size, but he was getting there towards the end of his life. And I think it was a very hot day when he died, and the history books, I think, will bear me out on this. He did explode for a very similar reason. As you say, he fermented internally, yeah, and there was a pocket of gas that built up, and Henry VIII was no more.
Lovely.